So pleased to have with us Bernie Kosar, making the first of his two weekly visits here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Bernie, how'd you like that Super Bowl?
Well, Vic, not only just the Super Bowl, but just the playoffs in general, and especially the AFC and NFC championship games, just shows you why the game is so much fun and so awesome and so competitive. I mean, just an inch or two, a play or two here and there, and games could be changed magically one way to the other.
Yeah, it was literally a game of inches, and I know that sounds like a cliche, but it's true, the way the Super Bowl was played, and right down to Mario Manningham's catch, just keeping the feet barely in bounds. You have a safety that Tom Brady, who normally would make a much better decision than holding onto the ball and standing in the middle of the pocket and standing in the end zone as he's doing it, as the pressure's coming to him. And you just see these types of things that you don't necessarily expect to see, but in the Super Bowl they happen, and they were the difference in this game.
Well, you couldn't be any righter. And again, I was tweeting during the game about it. I was so disappointed in the referee, because the first play, the ref should be part of the game, not the game. And you just mentioned the Mario Manningham play, that it's a game of inches. And although it's a old cliche, it's an accurate statement. And you have to make those decisions when to throw the ball.
Right.
It's such an early point. And the guy's covered. You're throwing it down the field. For Tom Brady to throw that ball in the middle of the field, 40-some yards downfield, in the middle, and the referee to call intentional grounding, it's really sinful, because the timing and the anticipation of things, you're not sure exactly what the receivers are looking at,
right.
And you never throw the ball away that at that point of the field. So to be penalized to safety, to end up being down 2-0, ultimately 9-0, and to play from behind all day, no matter who you're going for, I thought that was a tough, tough hole to put the Patriots in yesterday.
What was your sense of the way the Pats approached this thing? Because they didn't have, we know the defensive limitations they had, but also they had limitations being without a fully healthy Rob Gronkowski, who was such a big part of what they did. And Aaron Hernandez, for his part, picked up a lot of slack, but he certainly could not make up the difference of both tight ends. And they were missing that, and it seemed like it changed the game. So, as you say, you're playing a different game. You're down 9-0, and that in itself changes what you're going to do. But your ability to get back into it when you don't have a weapon like Gronkowski just makes it doubly harder.
Yeah, Vic, as we talked during the year on a show specifically and even privately, Belichick and Brady, with the limitations of defensive front seven and putting pressure on the opposing team's quarterback, wasn't there. Outside dominance, outside playmakers, like we've talked about in Cleveland, was not there. Mm-hmm. And then Gronkowski, Hernandez, Wes Welker, the slot, in the inside the numbers type guys, was better than exceptional through the year. But then you add to the Super Bowl Gronkowski's ankle problem, and he probably played at 50, 60, 70%. He wasn't the same person. Those limitations, those problems really, really made it challenging and actually impressive to me that New England came within 6 inches, a Hail Mary, a couple of a play here or there from winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they did. We're visiting with Bernie Kosar, as we always do here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, talking about Super Bowl 46, the New York Giants winning 21-17 over the New England Patriots. One of the great Super Bowls played. I guess the other part of this story is that, we saw another outstanding, entertaining, down-to-the-wire Super Bowl. For years, it had not been the case. I happened to write this story for the Super Bowl 46 game program, Bernie, about how the game now is actually something to look forward to, whereas before you look forward to maybe just the commercials and you look forward to the halftime show. The game itself is actually something worth watching and all our attention. And I don't know if this is just an symbolic of or a result of a league that is just so closely competitive now, but for whatever the reason, we're seeing consistently good Super Bowls.
Well, not that my opinion matters from a marketing standpoint, but you're 100% right. The ads, nothing was defining to me yesterday in terms of the commercials, and typically, you know, a lot of people talk about that, but yeah. The game was defining. The game was special. The game had moments that, for me, not even playing in it, to that will stick with me. And Wes Welker and his post-game comments, I just felt for him. It brought back memories of situations in my past,
right,
with the fumble and certain games and a drive that will be with him a lifetime. And I was sick for him. I mean, it's why the game is so exciting, special. But it also shows you how the highs and lows of it. I was just really, really emotionally challenged by what I saw with him when that happened and his post-game comments.
No, without a doubt, you could see this is the kind of game that takes everything out of an athlete physically as well as mentally, because you are playing literally to the very bitter end. And you just and you know that old deal about, all right, who has more left in the tank? I mean, I think both teams had something left. Both teams played to the last play, and look how close that Hail Mary pass was to being caught. And you wonder if Rob Gronkowski's healthy. Can he leap a couple of more feet to make that catch? I don't know, but I know a lot of people around me were screaming, thinking that he would do just that.
Well, it's why, again, I'm incredibly biased about why I love NFL football, and I love the competition of it. And both teams, no matter who you're going for, no matter what you think, the effort and will to try to win yesterday was definitely there, and made it incredibly exciting. And you're right. If Gronkowski, I mean, the decision to let the Giants score, and for Eli Manning, during the handoff, to be yelling to Bradshaw, hey, don't score, you know, with all of that. And for him to have that decision as he gets to the two-yard line, and then his momentum kind of takes him in there. And then for the Hail Mary, and for me to have had such a history in my past of the Hail Marys with Doug Flutie, and to see Gronkowski, if he's healthy, does he have that extra half a foot or foot that it would have taken to make the catch? Or if the ball is tipped up another foot in the air, does he get there? The difference between winning and losing, a split second here or there, an inch here or there, it's just incredible to me. I'm still excited about it.
What lessons, if any, can we take away from this, just in football in general, not necessarily Brown specific, although everything we talk about Bernie, those thoughts are never too far away. So when we see, because so often you look at this game and you look at teams that have had the ultimate success of getting there and then the absolute success of winning it, what lessons can we take away from what the Giants did and maybe to some degree what the Patriots did and see how that would translate to other teams or transcend in the game in the NFL?
Well, I think one of the maybe holistic or specific things pertaining to that would be that, you know, you hear that it's a business. You hear that, you know, it's a job. And I'm not sure I completely agree with that, although I understand it. But you listen to Eli Manning, you know, should you be in the Hall of Fame? Are you elite? Are you great? Are you better than your brother? Type comments or statements or questions. And you hear him answering about how he's just humbled and excited to do the best he could and help his team win. And I think that humbleness and that genuine love for the team and that genuine love for the game and for generally trying to be the best you can for a common cause and a common goal and a common family that's really created. I think, like, specifically here in Cleveland, you know, they're still looking for guys that love the game,
right,
that love a given cause, that could be self, non-selfish, given to giving of themselves to go for a common cause. I really believe you could find people that genuinely love the game, on top of having incredible athletic ability, to be able to kind of piece your organization and piece your team together. And you really see that yesterday on both sides of the ball and on both teams.
Nice to have a pass rush, huh? I mean, nice to be able to put that heat on the quarterback again. When we think about that safety play and what a difference it made for the Giants to get those 2 points and get the ball back and, you know, just really get a quick upper hand and for that to be a difference with a guy like Tom Brady. That's Tom Brady that they got the safety against. It just, you don't think that would happen that often with him, but it just tells you the value of having just such a great pass rush. If you have one great pass rusher up front, let alone multiple ones as the Giants do.
Yeah, Vic, that's a great point. And Ernie Accorsi, although no longer the general manager of the Giants, had a philosophy that I completely adhere to, plagiarize, like to implement, in that, first, he took an incredible ridiculing risk making that extravagant trade to get Eli Manning because he believed so strongly in him 5 or 6 years ago,
right,
to get him on the team. But he also said, and I remember this from the days in Cleveland, although I wish he would have had that same success drafting like he had with the Giants, that you never pass up a excellent pass rusher. And yesterday, besides the great quarterback play of Eli Manning, the second biggest difference in the game was the pass rush and the front four / front seven and the way they were able to really make every completion an issue, every play an issue for the Patriots. And, you know, we saw last year with Phil Taylor, Jabal Sheard, the difference their aggressiveness and playmaking ability made for the defense that made monstrous strides. So even though things seem good there, the Giants are showing that having depth there is an incredible asset to your team.
Bernie, great stuff. As always, we look forward to visiting with you again at the end of the week.
Sounds good, Vic. Have a great one.
All right. He is Bernie Kosar joining us, as he always does here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.